Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.
I'm beside you at the mirror, high. Do I look familiar? Would you believe that we were happy once? True, like an answered prayer, you were mine and we were in. Now a fight to find what's left of us. I give, I give, I give, you never take. I bend, I bend, I bend so we won't break. I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save. You don't even want this love enough to make you wanna stay. I give, I give, I give, you never take it. I still, believe we'll make it. So I've been doing cartwheels, anything to say.
Okay, so welcome back to the first Sound and Country Vision of 2017. We've got a whole range of things lined up for the show, so stay tuned.
Very exciting, isn't it, Camo? The first one of 2017, introduced as effortlessly as we expect from the ace Tessa Snart. Yay! So, Camo, how do the delights of Cartwheel and the wonderful Ward Thomas, who are performing in Lincoln in May this year, how do they go down in Nashville?
I reckon they do all right, really. You know, I know who Ward Thomas is and have heard his stuff before, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
On the programme today, Tessa has provided a whole wealth of material, including the joys of Shania Twain, Rascal Flatts, and actually something which I think we probably should start with, really, because he's been a little bit poorly. And I believe, Camo, you're quite a fan of the great Willie Nelson Meister.
Yeah, a little bit. I have to admit that I saw Willie years ago, and I was kind of disappointed. And when I tell people that, they say, oh, well, he must have had an off night. But yeah, I like some of the hits, but kind of disappointed in Willie's concert.
Well, shock, amazing. Yeah. Sarah. I mean, Tessa, why have you decided to actually focus on Willie, who, of course, has got a new album out in the spring?
He has, yes. Well, I thought I'd pick him because he seems to be, I don't know, in the news just lately with being ill and cancelling some Las Vegas shows. And I do believe, if I'm correct, he's in a category for the 59th Grammy Awards this year, I believe.
Yeah, Willie has been really active lately. I mean, he just, I think he's 85 or 86, and he just does not slow down. A friend of mine got a cut on his last album, my friend's a songwriter, and so on the Django and Jimmy album, he got a cut, which was pretty cool.
Yes. So what do you think? Should we actually go for this little number, Tessa? Would you like to introduce it?
Yes, I think we should. So let's have then Willie Nelson. And is it On the Road Again?
No.
What are we doing? It's the other one. Always On My Mind.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Okay then, so that was Willie Nelson with Always On My Mind. So like I said before, we've got a range of things to talk about, and another award show that's coming up is the Academy of Country Music. So Camo, could you tell us a little bit about that? Because obviously the Grammys over here is big and we know a lot about it, but for say country fans over here, I think the Academy of Country Music would be quite new to them. So
yeah, the Academy of Country Music, people forget that this will be the 52nd annual presentation of the ACM Awards. So they've been around for a while. They differ from the Country Music Association. The CMA, the Country Music Association, is based here in Nashville, and the ACM, Academy of Country Music, is based in Encino, California. Basically, you know, they're both country music, nonprofit country music organizations, and they both have their own charitable branches. I think the one thing about, or people would probably be more used to what the ACM does, in that their Entertainer of the Year award is fan voted, where the Country Music Association's isn't. That's only members that vote on that. Another kind of difference with the ACM is they tend to, oddly enough, being based in California, you think artists that are more traditional would be rewarded here in Nashville a little bit more, but it's not the case. In a lot of cases, the Academy of Country Music honors the more traditional artists. I'm a big fan of Justin Moore, and early in his career, he just couldn't get recognized by the CMA, but he won all sorts of ACM awards. And so I think there's a lot of differences there. You know, you look at some of the artists in the past. Chris Stapleton was a big winner at last year's ACM Awards. The year before that, some of the big names all received milestone awards, like Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks, George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Miranda Lambert, Reba, Taylor Swift. So I kind of like the ACMs because they recognize some of the more traditional artists.
In conjunction with the Academy of Country Music Awards, there's a sort of a week-long events going on.
Yeah, they've even trademarked it. It's called Country Music's Party of the Year, and then it's got the little PM trademark thing up in the corner, so you can't use that phrase without permission. And it's going to be in Las Vegas, so that's always a blast. There are two times a year that Vegas goes country: the ACM Awards and during National Finals Rodeo, first week of December. And you know, instead of limos, it's all pickup trucks with rear dualies, and it's just great. So everything goes country. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, all of the casinos, all of the bars, everybody is country music that week.
Do you get to go? Have you been before or going this year?
I haven't been to ACM, and we're hoping to get there next year for that. We, of course, being here in Nashville, we go to CMAs all the time, but we haven't been to the ACMs yet.
Okay, then.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Get the best thing about being old.
feel like a woman.
Okay, so that was Shania Twain, Feel Like a Woman, and she's actually got a new album out in the late spring, and it's the first one in 14 years.
But is she country? Is it
country or not country? Let's see what he thinks. I think he might have a different idea, I'm not sure. What do you think, Cameron?
Well, in the 90s, she just stormed country music, and she was married to Mutt Lange, who of course has produced AC/DC and Def Leppard and things like that, and he started producing her records. And instead of doubling up on guitars in production like he would do with the rock bands, he did the same thing but with fiddle. So he did the same kind of production with different instrumentation. And it just made her a huge country superstar. I don't know if she's all that country now. Certainly, you know, she was. But she really crossed over. And she's got her core country fans, but I think she reaches way outside the country genre now.
So do you think her new album will be quite different to the one that everybody knows?
I have no idea. I'm not the biggest fan of Miss Twain.
But Eileen always thinks speaks very highly of you, Camo. She does.
Look, I was working at a radio station in Canada back in the early 90s into the mid-90s when she came out with that first big record, which was actually her second album, and it was huge. And I remember her coming into the radio station and sitting in our program director's office, and we were all in there and listening to the album. It hadn't even been released yet, but we were listening to it on cassette, and she was saying, I think this is what the single's going to be, you know, we don't know. And she was very nice, so I have nothing but nice to say about her, but musically my taste's different.
Okay, well, on to new music. So, Nashville Access, what have people got to look forward to with that in the coming year?
Dallas and I just produced this week's show. We're going to be speaking with Keith Urban, which is really cool. We had to turn the interview chair upside down because he's, you know, from the other side of the planet. But really nice guy. He talks about his latest song, Blue Is Not Your Color.
About
this latest album, because normally when you produce an album, you have one producer, but Keith is really, he just wants the best song. So if he has to use a bunch of different producers to do that, that's what he does. So he talks about that on there. And our super pick this week comes from Jake Worthington. Now, we featured him a few times as a National Access super pick. He was one of the finalists on The Voice, and he was on Blake Shelton's team. And we actually presented Jake in Nashville about this time kind of last year, his very first time playing in Nashville, and we had him on our show doing that for Country Radio Seminar. He's got a brand new single out, and it's so cool because Jake is this young kid, and he is pure honky-tonk. When you hear him, you think of Mark Chestnut and George Jones and guys like that. He is so cool. So we're really glad to have his new single on the show this week. Basically, lots of stuff going on. We're expanding our YouTube channel, so people got to check that out. We've got lots of great videos over there with interviews with all sorts of up-and-coming artists. And we kind of go outside the country genre, too, with the YouTube channel, because there are so many things going on in Nashville that aren't necessarily country. So we've had bluegrass artists, Americana artists. We've even talked to people who do a country or a comedy show based on songwriting here in town. So you got to go check that out.
Wow. I was listening to your show, actually. I think it was a couple of Sundays ago on Chris Country. And you'd interviewed Rascal Flatts, and I absolutely loved them. And, I mean, they've just been around for ages. They're brilliant.
Yeah, 20 years. Yeah. And it's unbelievable how fast that time has gone. And nice guys, too. And, you know, Rascal Flatts, Nashville is this really cool place where you can go anywhere and you're likely to bump into somebody. My wife and I were out at a pub on a Friday night, and one of the guys from Rascal Flatts was at the table kind of next to us. And it's, you know, that's what happens here, because the stars live here and they go out and they shop. And, you know, we talk on the show this week about Dallas being in the supermarket and bumping into Chris Jansen because he lives close to us. It's just a cool town like that.
That's how I imagine it if I was to come over and see. So
when?
It's nice.
When?
I know when I need to go. I will get
did,
over.
Did
to
somebody say Rascal Flatts? Yours if you want it.
Sipping this bottle of wine, a lone star hanging in the sky with a wish left on it, and it's yours if you want it. And this wildflower from the neighbor's yard, a real slow dance in the moonlight dark, this hand in my pocket, oh baby just call it, 'cause it's yours if you want it. And every bit of love left in this beat up, made up, scarred up heart that's been waiting on a girl like you. And I know it ain't much, but it comes alive touch. Every kiss already feels like you own it. Baby, it's yours if you want it. Half of this rickety front porch swing, every word of every song I sing, my jacket when it's cold. Oh, baby, don't you know? You got a place to lay your head on the other side of my empty bed, and it's just made for falling. And it's yours if you want it. It's yours if you want it.
Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.
Yes, it almost is a pause to actually have the impact of that scenario. Yes. Thing. I mean, that's really what I feel Nashville Access needs. It needs more British people actually providing decent British idents.
Yes, definitely.
So these Americans in Nashville can actually learn how the Queen's English is bespoke.
Hey, you invented it, we perfected it.
I think our accents
like
are very plain.
you've got the
twang, as we call it, I guess, over here.
As only a Canadian can have, former Canadian, he's now fully American. Don't worry, we won't get started on politics at this stage. At least he got in before the wall goes up. Let's move on I can't resist it. There'll be more. Rascal Flatts, of course, that was their latest single.
It was.
Do we anticipate big things for it?
I think so. I always think when Rascal Flatts releases a new song, album, it's always great and it's always reinvented. Like they said when you was interviewing them, that they, I don't know, they just have some kind... They're one of these artists that I think will be around for a long time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when they started, you could almost see that. They went through a bit of a down period where they kind of let production change, and they were using different producers, but they brought that all back in-house and they just seem to be getting great songs and they're producing the stuff themselves. And of course there's a great tie-in because the British band Pauper Kings opened for the Flatts on one of their many tours in Europe and impressed Rascal Flatts so much that they are producing Pauper Kings. So there should be some music coming out soon. I visited the guys when they were in the studio here in Nashville back in the summer. So hopefully we're going to have something in 2017 from them.
Wow, I look forward to hearing that. Another thing, from Nashville to Nashville. Now, obviously the Series 5 of Nashville is out, but we can't see it over here right now. It doesn't come out till like October over here. So it's
really
sad. Yeah. Well, I went on to, I think it's the CMT website to try and view it, but you have to put sort of your provider in, and obviously they're American providers. So unfortunately, I can't tune in until like October. So I know.
I haven't seen any of it this year. I haven't been on it. Things have changed a little bit. Obviously, when they were being produced for a big network like ABC, budget was a lot bigger. So there was, you know, almost every week there would be casting calls for, we need 300 people to be in an audience and do a concert scene. There hasn't been much of that this year. They're looking for very specific people and small groups. So,
do you still get your Winnebago, Cameron? Do you still get your Winnebago?
No, I'm just one of the normal people. I don't believe I need a Winnebago or anything like that.
Do you know, I said that to Nick Elliott, host of the companion show Sound and Nick's Vision. Nick actually said, "What's going on with Camo, man? He's become such an actor superstar these days." I said, "He's all right. He's the same old Camo."
Yes, I did.
I've done three films this past... Well, it will be three... this weekend, three films this past week. I saw a rough cut of one of them last night that I did. But this one's a big one this weekend, so it's kind of a starring role and a lot of lines to learn. And I'm 55 years old. I can't remember what socks I had on yesterday. Never mind remember lines.
How do you do it? I'm unsure how actors remember all those lines. But do you have a way that you remember? Is it just a case of practicing
praying,
in the mirror?
Mostly. It's praying. Yeah. Praying. It's just, you know, I hope I'm going to remember this when I need to. And it's not just remembering the lines. Of course, you got to remember what physical actions you have to take when you're doing them. So it's. But we had an audition or a rehearsal last night. We got another one tonight. And then we start shooting on Friday, about 2 hours west of here in Jackson, Tennessee, which is famous for being kind of the home of rockabilly music.
I'm going to Jackson, Tennessee. Or we're going to Marion Morris's church. I thought with him praying, we'd talk about this really from that movie.
I think Marion Morris.
Featured it before, but you've gone Marion Morris.
She's quite big at the moment, I think. She's stepping up her game.
She is. She's a really good songwriter. She's had a bunch of cuts, and she just kind of got to that point where, you know, she was taking songs to her publicist, or not her publisher, and she's saying, you know, I can't imagine anybody doing this but you. So she's become an artist in her own right. And it was really good to see her win at that last CMA Awards, too.
Yeah.
So this is a great song. My church really broke it wide open for her.
I've cursed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a
I believe, Tess, you've got details about the Hero Tour that Maren's involved with.
Well, yeah, she's going on. She's doing a lot, actually, at the moment. I just actually wanted to say, I've read that she's actually performing with Alicia Keys at the Grammys this year. And
yeah,
what's your thoughts on that? Because obviously,
Beyonce last year, Alicia
this
year.
Yeah, I was. This is the thing. I was
take that next year. Great stuff. Real
I know.
Country artists.
We're crossing over, aren't we, at the moment with artists? What's your thoughts on that, Camo?
It's the Grammys, so I guess that's going to happen. But when that kind of stuff happens at a country music awards show, it gets under my skin. You know, that whole Beyonce thing that happened at the CMAs this past year, just that was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. And I'm so glad that Alan Jackson, who was sitting right in the very front row, he got up and walked out when it happened. So that was cool. But at the Grammys, that's celebrating all different forms of music, and you know, I have no issue with that there.
Well, Maren Morris is up for 4 nominations, I believe.
I think it's going to be a really big year for her,
yeah.
Which is nice. You know, it's nice to see somebody that's been a songwriter break out like that. You know, being married to a songwriter, I keep hoping it's going to happen for my wife.
Oh, You'll have to put a good word in for her.
What Julia needs to do, of course, is come across to Lincoln. That'll be the key sort
yes.
of aspect.
Yes, she can come and perform here.
Julia Tilbury.
That would be lovely.
Shed. Well, if it's good enough for War Thomas. What?
Yeah, she should come over. Oh,
one of the four corners of the world.
Yeah. Oh, we need more country artists over here, because obviously Ward Thomas is an English duo. But I saw on the when they were promoting it on Facebook, not a lot of people know who they are, unless you're really into your country music over here. So it was quite sad, but I shared it and liked
them.
It.
There we will help them. We will promote
there
them.
There are some really good UK country artists that are developing. You know, the Shires, of course,
are
huge. And, you know, they just haven't been able to break over here. But I really like what they do. And you've also got bands like, we've had guests on Siren that are UK country bands, Jess and the Bandits.
Yeah, of course.
There's Gary Quinn, who is from Northern Ireland, but you know, he's primarily a songwriter. He was the BCMA, British Country Music Association, Male Artist of the Year last year. And Gary is just a really solid songwriter that really writes some good traditional country. And we're actually, Nashville Access is presenting for the first time a UK tour by a Nashville country artist. Dawson Rains is going to be over there for 8 dates in March, and he's going to have a Belfast country rock band called The Rising. They're going to be on the tour. Gary Quinn's going to be on the tour, and then local bands in all the cities they play. They'll be doing Glasgow, Newcastle, Nottingham, Leeds, Manchester, Winchester, Oxford, and London. So,
I see now.
So it's our first time, presenting an international tour of an American artist.
See what happens to Nashville Access when they link up with Sound and Country Village.
Yeah.
This shows the magic four-leaf clover continues. I see now it's time for Tay. Or is it time for Maddie and Tay? Just a thought there.
Yes.
Share with us why have we gone from Ward Thomas, who launched the programme, with Maddie and Tay, another female duet.
They are. They're kind of, I see them as the American version of Ward Thomas, or Ward Thomas the English version of them. But they've actually teamed up. Ward Thomas was doing a tour, I think, earlier this year. I'm not sure whether they're still actually doing a tour.
So you've got four. You've got Ward Thomas and Maddie and
Tay.
Yeah,
and they actually, Maddie and Tay, I think when Ward Thomas were in Manchester, they were also over here, Maddie and Tay, and they performed together.
I hope you're taking notes.
Yeah, Maddie and Tay are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maddie and Tay are really fun. They, I was kind of sad that their last single didn't do as well. But Shut Up and Fish was a great song.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
yeah.
And what
they
about
had a few before that?
Girl in a Country Song.
I think so.
That's a great song. That's the one that broke it all open for them.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and it's painted on. Shaking my money maker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. These
never did it this way. Back in the old days, I we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong?
Leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Tessa, we know that people can access Nashville Access. See what I did there? Access, Nashville Access, sort of A-N-A, via Facebook and so on. How can they get in touch with Sound and Country Vision?
The same way, really. You can visit our Facebook page and everything you need to know is on there, including the podcasts from the show if you miss the live versions.
Listen to them in their entirety.
Yes.
Amazing.
Take it all in.
So what's the next offering we're going to put before your co-host and general legendary, he's an actor but not a precious one, Camo from Nashville. What are you going to offer him?
What am I going to offer? Well, we've spoken a lot about a lot of things, really. What's new down in Nashville at the moment? What events are taking place that we should know about? Is there anything going on in these in the months, February and March?
Yeah, we've got stuff going on all the time, really. In February, later this month, it's already February, is CRS, Country Radio Seminar, which is really a big deal. A lot of announcers and program directors and station managers from all over the U.S. and Canada come into town. We get some internationals in as well. And it's, they have the Big New Faces show, and artists that are featured on that show are usually the big stars to watch. They're the ones that are coming up and really going to break it. Jason Aldean was a great example. He played the New Faces show one year. So that's coming up. That's about a four-day event here in town, and it's big. It's kind of like the industry's CMA Awards. So that's coming, and of course, man, by the time we get into April, we're already starting to look at CMA Music Fest, which comes up in June. So it's just every month there's a big deal going on in town.
Always something going on. That's great. I feel like I feel like over here, January and February, I call them like the blue months, because I feel like you've just had Christmas, New Year, and then everything's kind of slowing down and there's not much going on. But then March comes, and Country to Country is here, so that's good.
You know, we in January, there's not a lot that goes on in town. But boy, once we start getting into February, it's nonstop. We'll be having, I forget what month it's in. I think it's actually in March. I could be wrong. You have to check it out. But it's called Tin Pan South, and that's nothing but songwriters. It's put on by Nashville Songwriters Association International, NSAI, and it's every club you go into is songwriters. You'll hear up-and-coming songwriters. You'll hear songwriters that have written huge songs. And it's your chance to see them all playing kind of acoustically in songwriter rounds. So, like the Bluebird, all those places are going to be slammed. That's a big deal every year.
So are they songwriters just from Nashville or from all over that come together?
All over. You get a lot of Texas writers in, but it's primarily focusing on Nashville songwriters. Of course, there are writers from other places that have had huge country hits, And that's primarily what it's about, is country music. But everything is acoustic, so you're hearing the person who wrote the song performing the song.
Camo, that's what Sound and Country Vision is all about. But I can't believe we haven't had the celebration, because Sound and Country Vision is officially half a year old today.
I didn't get the memo.
Six shows, exactly. Halfway through our first year of production.
Wow.
Half a year old. We're celebrating.
So we have half a cake?
We do have half a cake. We have half a hole that we're considering as to how much a hole is going to be. There are all sorts of wonderful things there. We're celebrating with not one, but two fine tunes to wrap up the sequence, because we have to scoot over to do various other bits and pieces. And the artists we're about to hear are...
Zach Brown Band, and I was lucky enough to see these at Country to Country. I can't remember when I went now. It was quite a few years ago, but they were absolutely brilliant. So.
And they are going to be followed by...
Luke Bryan.
The very own Southern Gentleman, which you could probably argue Camo is these days.
Yes.
Are you back for the next Sound and Country Vision Volume 7, which will probably be with us before we even realise February's left us?
You got it.
Pour me another one, make it a strong one, we're gonna have some fun tonight. Castaway and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time. Wasting away down by the coast, Pacifico and chasing life. Easy living down in paradise. Pour me another one, make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Just like the other one, make it a double run. We're gonna cast away tonight. I'm in an island state of mind. Don't think I'm ever gonna leave. I'd rather stay and watch the waves move the sand beneath my feet. Reggae on the radio, laying low and feeling high. Easy living down in paradise. Pour me another one, make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Just like the other one, make it a double rum. We're gonna cast away tonight. Ride the waves like we're young, cause time flies by and soon we'll be older. It's better to live in the moment. Stuck in the past, fast asleep as the world passes by. Reality is history.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come and cast away with me.
Aye, aye, oh.
The good times are free and nobody can take that away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come and cast away with me.
So pour me another one.
Make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight.
For a little while I'll be a castaway. Gonna let the sun shine in.
Just like the other one.
Smiling and
make it a double run. We're gonna cast away tonight.
For a little while I'll be a castaway. Gonna let the sun shine in.
Pour me another one.
Smiling and
make it a strong one. We're gonna have some fun tonight.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
You looked at me like I was crazy when I said ma'am to that little old lady. You ain't heard talk like that lately, but I can see it's got you smiling. You say you still remember our first date, me cooking you dinner, and how I didn't even try to kiss you at the end of the day. Cause I was raised to stand up when you walk in the door, spin you around an old hard pine floor, rock your baby on a wraparound porch.
these plantation blinds to the sun coming up in your pretty blue eyes. Tell you you're beautiful a thousand times a day. Till you're in love with the way that I stand up when you walk in the door. Spin you around in old hard pine floor. Rock your baby on a wraparound porch. Underneath the magnolia blossom. Walk you down. Show. Say I love you and I pull you close. And you know it's true as the gospel. Ain't nobody gonna love you better than this other gentleman. Girl, I'm gonna take you on a trip like back. Time, just put your hand in mine. And won't you come here when you walk in the door? Let me spin you around.